This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia now says that at least 60 are dead, with 145 injured in a raid in a concert hall.
Russian officials say several assailants sprayed the crowd with gunfire and set fire to the venue. The attack targeted the Crocus City Hall, a large music venue on the city's western edge. The attack took place as crowds gathered for a performance by the famous Russian rock band Picnic.
That is AP's Norman Hall reporting. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement posted on an affiliated channel on social media. A U.S. intelligence official told the Associated Press that the U.S. intelligence agency learned the group's branch in Afghanistan was planning an attack in Moscow and shared the information with Russian officials. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday that an offensive on the southern Gaza city of Rafah would risk further isolating Israel and damage its long-term security. VOA's Rick Pantaleo with more.
Secretary of State Blinken told reporters Friday that the U.S. shares Israel's goal of defeating Hamas, but he said the ground operation in Rafah is not, in our judgment, the way to achieve it.
A major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
Speaking as he departed Israel, Blinken said he had candid conversations, referring to meetings with officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The UN's migration agency has expressed alarm over the discovery of a mass grave containing the bodies of at least 65 migrants in the deserts of western Libya. Earlier this week, Libya's Criminal Investigation Authority reported that the grave had been found about 350 kilometers south of the capital. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council Friday turned down a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and Israel hostage deal after Russia and China vetoed that measure proposed by the United States. Reuters' Emma Jelly reports.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told the Security Council that the two nations had cynical and petty reasons, saying they opposed the resolution simply because it was penned by the U.S. and criticized both countries for not condemning Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said the resolution was exceedingly politicized and contained an effective green light for Israel to mount a military operation in Rafah. Zhang Jun, China's ambassador, said the U.S. resolution fell short of expectations by only setting preconditions for a ceasefire and echoed Russia's comments. The U.S. has wanted any Security Council support for a ceasefire to be linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza, vetoing three previous ceasefire resolutions put forward by the Council. Friday was the first time Washington had backed a text with the word ceasefire in it, reflecting a toughening of the Biden administration's stance toward Israel.
That is Reuters' Emma Jelly reporting. There is growing risk of conflict over water resources as climate change takes hold, according to the United Nations, which is marked World War Day, World Water Day. Meanwhile, the aid agency Oxfam accuses global corporations of grabbing water from poorer countries to boost profits, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
As the United Nations marks World Water Day on Friday, it's estimated that 2.2 billion people live without safely managed drinking water. UN scientists say roughly half of the world's population is experiencing severe water scarcity for at least part of the year, with poorer nations in the global south or developing countries the most affected. In a new report, the aid agency Oxfam accuses major global corporations of grabbing and polluting vital water resources at the expense of local populations in order to make profits. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
More than 33,000 people fled Haiti's capital in a span of nearly 2 weeks as gangs continue to pillage homes and attack state institutions, according to a new report from the UN's International Organization for Migration. The majority of those displaced have traveled to Haiti's southern region, which is generally peaceful compared with Port-au-Prince, which has an estimated population of 3 million and remains largely paralyzed by gang violence. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.